This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Scott Bell Show.
Fake news played a role in this election.
Phony stories and fake news.
There is no such thing as fake news. Do you know who determines what fake news is? You and me.
Robert Scott Bell.
There's not going to be a President Donald Trump.
60% of Republicans aren't going to vote for Donald Trump.
CNN projects Donald Trump wins the presidency.
Robert Scott Bell.
The National Institute of Health now calling the Zika virus a pandemic.
How dare you fill my head with such loathsome propaganda?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, before we get into fasting, now that you've overconsumed a little bit of everything yummy, it's Boxing Day. Put all your food in a box. Store it until tomorrow. You're fasting. You're done eating. No. We'll get to that. I promise you, we'll get to that. First, we've got to check in with Super Don. We are live again after the Christmas holiday, and I want to say thank you for helping me put together that wonderful first hour, especially because that was new on Christmas Day. With Chris Barr, not a doc. I mean, the selenium story that's never been told, it was told yesterday.
Yep. Yeah, it was good stuff. That was definitely good stuff. If you missed it, go back, take a look at it, and give it a listen. Because it was a jam-packed hour with a lot of information, and I think it was a great encore for the second hour that we did after with Dr. Ravi. How do you say his last name?
Kulasekara. I'll have to ask him next time we get him online. great show for Christmas. Welcome, everybody. Hope you had a wonderful Christmas wherever you are. If you don't celebrate it, hope you had a wonderful day, whatever day you call it. Just a day. That's fine. This is the fun, it's a fun time of the year in the Northern Hemisphere because the light is returning. The days are getting longer, although the temperature's still getting colder depending on where you are because that means winter just officially started. Summer in the Southern Hemisphere just officially begun. Superdon, did you, as adults and as grandparents, now you are, I'm a dad, not a grandpa yet, no hurry, but do you participate? Do you just get gifts or at this point I'm like, I don't even expect anything.
No, I don't. It happens, once in a while, but, it's not something I'm expecting. Usually at this point, it's just, mostly focused on the grandkids.
Yeah, more than I get that. Else, the kids and grandkids,
which is kind of weird. It really, it's really kind of strange.
Still weird.
Yeah.
Well, what's weird is I did get a gift for my wife. That's not weird. She would do that all. She gives me a gift every day. She's just amazing. She takes care of me. But she got me this copper coated something for the hand that's recovering, and I did. In fact, yesterday was a major milestone. I said I wanted to get back into the boxing ring, right, to do some fitness. And, I was over at Paul's, and everybody said, okay, sure you do. Go ahead, do a push-up. I'm like, uh-oh, I bet I can. And so, yeah, I did. I did push-ups. I did them on my fist as well. And although it was funny because my left wrist collapsed just because, I don't know, it was funny, and I fell over on the wrong wrist. But anyway, no, it was fine. So I'm really, really back at it. I'm getting ready to hit the fitness routine before the new year begins already. So that's a good sign. We've been through it 8-plus weeks now. I don't know how many weeks. I've lost track. But anyway, we're getting better. We're getting better. Getting so much better.
I'm imagining you in like a Rocky training montage or something, right?
You're
lifting the logs and climbing.
I did hear from Frank
chopping
Stallone
the tree down.
Yeah, I did hear from Rocky's brother, Sly's brother Frank.
Frank Stallone?
Yeah.
Nice.
He posted a funny picture of Rocky, of his brother Sly, punching him in the face with he was holding up like the complete unedited Rocky movies or something. It was very funny. But it was a good Christmas. Hope you all had a good time. We had a good organic Christmas. And I'm a little sniffly. You'll hear my sounds a little nasal today. I think it's like the end of the year where I kind of let it go. And not meaning I let it go by abusing food or anything, but just sort of like, you're just like, I'm just going to chill and let and your body goes into a state, if you've ever been like work, and then you take time down, even mentally, that suddenly your body kind of goes into that rebound, and you're like, oh, man, what is that? And I'm a little sniffly today, I'll be honest with you. But I am chugging the silver. I'm taking extra selenium. I got my beta-glucan going in, and I'm going to make it through. I'll be just fine. So we got Outside the Box with Ty Bollinger today. And you know what? I feel like you and me are the only people here and my mom today. Doesn't it feel like that? It's like after Christmas. It's like, no, we're going to take a break from the Robert Scott Bell Show. We've learned enough for 1 year. Well, no, you haven't. No, you haven't.
No, we haven't. And I just got to say, we, you and I had kind of a laugh because there's a meme that I shared. I borrowed from Linda Bocchicchio, right? Mm-hmm. One of Bob's wife. And
yes,
I saw this, and it says, the space between Christmas and New Year's where you don't know what day it is, who you are, or what you're supposed to be doing. Yeah, I'm there because that's I am there today because and I'll have to mention this. I don't know if Ty's listening, but I almost had to force him to do a Dr. Rashid Batar impression for the show today because I thought it was Monday. And so I'm putting the show together and I put together a second hour for Dr. Batar.
Yeah.
And I was like, wait a minute. It's Wednesday.
Yeah. No.
So Ty does not realize how close he had to be Dr. Batar today.
He would have been a great advanced medicine with Ty Bollinger. But no, we're going outside the box with TMB today, just like usual. And it'll be the final one of the calendar year 2018. Very exciting. So what can we end the year on? I think ending the year on fasting is a really cool way to go. Because many of you have eaten way too much. Again, from Halloween to Thanksgiving to Christmas, all of the and everything in between. And that's an assault on your immune system because it's assault on your digestive system. So there's a CNN article today we're looking at, Fasting, the Fountain of Youth. Is it the Fountain of Youth? We've covered over the years the science of fasting, getting into DNA, getting into telomere length, right? The lengthening of the telomere supposedly lengthens your longevity, right? You're going to live longer. Now, the question is, will you live healthier? When I was younger, growing up on the standard American diet, Superdon, we've talked about this over the years, I could hardly go an hour or two without eating. You want to talk about a permanent state of hypoglycemia. Of course, it probably didn't help that I ate Apple Jacks for breakfast. You know, that was like pure sugar, cinnamon sugar. Remember Apple Jacks? It was just a cereal that I remember.
Of course.
And you know, all these were refined carbohydrates, added sugar, everything you can imagine. And, of course, you're going to deplete your body's store of minerals because anytime you refine something that it was at one point in time a whole food, it becomes a refined food, you, by definition, take out the very vital life-sourced elements, trace minerals, that make it possible for you to utilize everything that you're ingesting. And so I was depleted of these minerals, and I was hypoglycemic for much of my life. So the thought of fasting, are you kidding me? I can hardly go from meal to meal. You'd be snacking all day. And there was a time in our recent history where the nutritional people were saying, it's really good to snack all the time. Eat a little bit all the time. Because that way your body will always know that food's coming in and it won't, you know, it won't have to start, I don't know, just some in a strange metabolic hypothesis that was never proven. And quite now we're finding the opposite is true. The less you eat, the healthier you become. So that a lot of people are now promoting this concept of intermittent fasting. We have talked about it. I have been doing it for many years now. And in fact, the biggest thing for me was when I realized I could go not only between meals and be okay without snacking, but I could have dinner at night and then the next day I could work out in the morning, an intense workout, biking, running, boxing, whatever. Still not eat through lunch, 2-3 in the afternoon. I'm going, I hadn't eaten today. And then you go, all right, I can eat now. So this concept of intermittent fasting, it isn't even necessarily a conscious thing, ultimately, but initially it might be. How do you overcome, like, mind over matter stuff? And what are the benefits of it? So I want to get into that, because this CNN article talks about the research on fasting. People who are, obviously, intermittent fast, they say, well, you reduce the risk of obesity. Okay, that's good. Those who fast every other day, every other day was an important part of the rat test, so to speak. And there are a lot of aspects of this that they're confirming, like I said, about you become healthier and you live longer, rather than if you have food accessible all of the time. All right? Who are the snackers out there? I know who you are. Sometimes my kid, I want to lock the cabinet for my kids. Like, even though my son, he can fast, no problem. But still, when it's available, you tend to go, hey, it's just there. Let me go ahead and do that. So if you can restrict your caloric intake or restrict your caloric intake to a small window during the day, it seems to teach your cells, your metabolism, how to utilize energy more efficiently. Because the problem is when you're hypoglycemic and you can't seem to relinquish the energy that is stored in you, you will get fatter and fatter and fatter, and you won't be able to take that energy out of the stored, you know, fat cells, for instance. But a lot of people focus on it, not so much for obesity, but for longevity purposes. And there was a study about this. They talked about fasting mimicking diets. And they were looking at, yeah, what are the levels, the markers for heart disease, cholesterol, even though that's a bogus marker other than liver toxicity. Triglycerides decreased. They were seeing IGF-1 markers, various cancers reduced. So I don't know that one study here that they're focusing on, Super Don, on the CNN article, is finding that it's, oh my gosh, it's dangerous. Don't fast. Other than at the end of the article, they're going to say, consult your doctor if you do it, of course.
Yeah, no, you're right. I mean, the research that they focus on in this article is all positive that I saw.
Yeah.
And showing promising results. And, you know, it's not just one study. There's several there. So you've got duplication, which is always a good thing when it comes to science. But you know what I found interesting, because there was a second article that pointed out some things that kind of go beyond what people, I think, generally look for when it comes to fasting. Because they're looking at, you know, it's going to help me lose weight, it's going to reduce this, reduce that. But some of the things that you can also experience from fasting are like learning the difference between hunger and boredom.
That's a big one.
Yeah. That's a big deal, right?
Yeah. You know, this is to me, and I like this secondary article because it's not scientific, like it's not a double-blind rat study or anything. This is about a person sharing an experience or her experiences. And this is over at Business Insider, and it's linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Real quickly, go through this. You're learning the language of your cells when you do this. Hunger versus boredom. Do you eat because you're bored? Do you eat because you're hypoglycemic? How do you know the difference? It upped her energy levels, this woman. It broke the weight loss plateau. So if she was trying to lose weight, she found that she could actually break through where she got stuck. She had more mental space to spare, right? Thoughts, energy to spare on the mental plane, right? She powered through her workouts more efficiently. And she saved, this is a big one, she saved money on groceries. See, that's kind of like if you're hurting for money, you don't have to eat as often. It's not a bad thing. In fact, you will outlive the rich people who can eat all of the time. And she studied or discovered ways of eating that worked for her. And this is, to me, the biggest thing that you're going to learn in the Fasting Summit. And it's available in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. I am in it. And it starts in January. Sign up now. You're going to learn the language of your body's cells.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products, tastes like water, and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, we're back to rock in the health world. It's that in-between state, Christmas to New Year's, where, yeah, we hardly know what day it is. We check the calendar. Indeed, it is outside the box time with Ty Bollinger in hour two. We'll get to that. But in the meantime, now that we've figured out some of the fasting, once again, remind you, sign up if you haven't done so and share the link to sign up for the free fasting summit that I am taking part in. And I will be sharing a little bit more about the mineral aspect of the success or failure associated with fasting. You want to succeed, we'll talk about things that probably no one else in that summit will talk about. But there's a lot to learn about fasting, and I think it's going to be, well, I know it's going to be a great, great summit that Dr. David Jockers is putting on. And Super Don, you've got the links up, right? All there? It's all ready to go?
Yes, sir.
That's like a classic Ed McMahon moment. Yes, sir. Is that all you got?
Yes.
There we go. I knew there was something better. Something better. All right, folks. Well, let's go to the gut and tell you what I've been trying to tell you for I don't know how many years, a long time now.
Yeah, well, I don't want to sound like a d- but I told you so.
I told you so.
Well, they're called PPIs. I don't know if I had heard when we were kids, Super Don, somebody said, PPI. I'm like, you're peeing? What do you say,
what?
PPI?
Yeah.
Yeah. Proton pump inhibiting drugs. If they were in existence at the time I was growing up, I was not aware of them. Because dealing with acid reflux or what they called it mostly heartburn back in the day. You had the plop, plop, fizz, fizzes. You had antacids like... what else did he have?
Tums.
And Rolaids brings relief, right? All of these things were pretty much designed to neutralize through chemistry.
They weren't necessarily synthetic drugs in the sense where they altered the, they stopped something on purpose, right? Or they forced something to happen. They just said, hey, you got acid, let's neutralize it with a base. Basically, that was simple, all right? Simple chemistry. But then they got a little more fancy and they started going, no, let's be more efficient. Let's just stop the stomach from producing acid altogether. Don't even stop to ask why we would want to do that, nor why the stomach would, by design, be producing hydrochloric acid. Could you say break down proteins, digestion? I mean, very important things. pH being a very important area of the body for an acid pH. Could it be neutralization of microbes that may be ingested from the wild? Having adequate stomach acid might help there, but no, let's just neutralize it with a proton pump inhibiting drug like Nexium, Prevacid. I don't know, name all the purple pills out there, Super Don. There are loads of them now. Unintended consequences, whether they're intentional or not, unintended on some level. The PPI use brought about the manifestation of microbial overgrowth like I had never heard before in the early 90s, mid-90s, when I was first in my early years as a homeopath, and people would come to me for digestive help. I never heard them say, hey, my doctor told me I had C. diff infection, Clostridium difficile. Very rarely did I hear, my doctor told me I have Helicobacter pylori, H. pylori. These things are manifesting more regularly and readily. But it's not only those things, but it's the forms of other pathogens that weren't pathogens because they were already in your body that now are resistant to antibiotics. And this article is great because it points out the rise of antibiotic-resistant microbes within the gastrointestinal tract after the introduction of PPI drugs. And I've been telling you so for a long time. The manifestation of aberrant forms of microbes, aberrant forms of bacteria that they'll call pathogens, not that you had to catch them, but you create them from within by destroying the pH levels in the areas of the body that need it. So not only does it alter what grows in the stomach, but it's going to impact the pH of the small intestine. We're not, now suddenly you have Helicobacter pylori growth. So there are actually peer-reviewed articles now on the heartburn drugs increasing the risk of infection with superbugs. Not just bugs, but superbugs. Enterobacter, for instance, not a big deal when it's where it's at and where it normally is. But in the presence of chronic PPI use, suddenly it kind of rises up the intestinal tract, the alimentary canal, the wrong way, and it can live there. Now it's an infection. Now your doctor will give you an antibiotic or 10, and now they will become resistant. And this will continue and so on, disastrously. Nothing that the doctor, the GI docs are doing is correcting the damage. And eventually, because of all the antibiotic use, they're going to have to put you on prednisone to suppress the inflammation response. And then they're going to start resectioning your colon. Not kidding, not exaggerating even a little bit. You want to correct the GI tract? Look into Unlock the Power to Heal, the book I wrote with Ty Bollinger. The chapter, The Road to Colostomy Bags, is paved with antibiotics and prednisone. Integrate the Silver Aloe Protocol. Integrate CanGest. Alta, CanGest. Flora. All kinds of good stuff we can do here to correct the imbalance. And, of course, proper digestion is key. Correcting it from within. Use that CanGest every day.
Great heavens. What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSV, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
USA Radio News.
2 years ago, when I became president, they were a very dominant group. They were very dominant. Today, they're not so dominant anymore.
President Trump's comments in Iraq, the President and First Lady made a surprise visit to Iraq to thank the troops for their service and their near defeat of ISIS. A Christmas rally for Wall Street as the Dow was up 1,086 points to close at 22,878. That is the single biggest day point gain ever. The day after Christmas, or even the week after Christmas, is a great time to return gifts. Heatha Herzog is a retail analyst. She has some tips if you're heading out to the stores.
Making sure that you are looking at the restocking piece. Let's say you have a digital, you're buying something electronic. Sometimes when you return something, those restocking fees, the store will charge you a restocking fee.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I was diagnosed with congestive heart failure. I went from being able to work 14, 16 hours a day with no problem to where I could barely walk a block to the store. I went on to the phytonutrients about 6 months ago, and within a couple of months, my medical doctor had cut my prescriptions down in a little bit smaller dosage. The next time I went back a month later, I walked into the doctor's office, and he said, "My gosh, what's happened to you? You don't even look like the same person." He looked at my legs and the swelling had gone down. My blood pressure was down. The venous stasis ulcers that I had had on my legs for the last 4 or 5 years because of the poor circulation were all healed, and I'm feeling far better.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Truth takes him. Here's Robert.
Other things you can do when you have the digestive issues, you can take enzymes from an external source, eat more living whole foods that contain those enzymes. Some people supplement with HCL, external HCL that you take into the stomach to help, you know, get that going again. I failed to mention, just ran out of time, that most people that have the reflux, the heartburn, the GERD, it's not because you're producing too much stomach acid, and it's not like I've never said this, but just in the context of that article, it's usually that you're not producing enough. There's already a problem in stomach acid production. That's mineral deficiency, magnesium deficiency, etc., to correct. The Cangest tea that you powder, you make it into a tea, it's designed to correct the function. It's not instant. It's not like I'm going to reduce your symptoms overnight with that. That's not. It's a functional restoration. Liver, gallbladder, digestive system in its entirety. Okay? Just so you know.
There are homeopathic remedies that I list as well in Unlock the Power to Heal. So, Super D, do we have questions, comments? What was coming through on the break? We got a couple of things coming through here.
As usual, we had a number of questions here. We've got one here talking about kratom and whether pets can drink kratom.
Oh, that's coming right now through the YouTube channel. Now, yeah. I don't know. I haven't asked that question. We've talked about CBD, and there seems to be only benefits for that and animals, but I don't know the
that's
answer.
That's a new we'll one for us, but we're going to have to look into that.
Yeah. Reach out to the Kratom Association or talk to Jackie from Healthy Buddha, see if they know. And we'll get that word out for the people asking.
Now, we do have some questions of the day that actually came in through the website finally. Yay!
Oh, man.
We had a dry spell. We had a dry spell for, I don't know, it was like a week.
They went on holiday. They did. They went on holiday. But first and foremost, before we get any questions, let's get to statements. Statements, yeah.
Comments. Hey, you guys!
Hey, I tell you what.
Hey, here's an idea.
Hey, listen up, everybody.
Excuse me.
All right, we do have a comment of the day. First and foremost, looks like it's coming from Steven. Steven, let me see if I can scroll down. It's in. By the way, Super Don puts it in the show notes if you want to know what they are. We don't always put the answers or our responses to them, but you'll hear them on radio or watch them on YouTube. Steven says, I have Graves' disease, which affects my eyes, swelling, light sensitivity, muscles of eyes. Since taking selenium, my eyes are noticeably better in regards to muscle-eye coordination and swelling. I take 100 micrograms twice a day. I also take 500 milligrams of bilberry, which is a famous herb. It's like God's medicine for the eyes, bilberry, for light sensitivity. Wow, great improvement, Stephen says. Not cured, just a tremendous improvement. I hope someone will be able to use this information to help find a cure. My Graves' eye disease has been almost unbearable. It would be awesome for a cure. Well, I think Super Don, he's onto something, perhaps a cure on the way to a cure. But how many times, and of course, maybe he hadn't listened yet because we just aired it on Christmas Day, the Selenium Hour with Chris Barr. Because we went through a lot of the different properties of silver and what it's good for. And, you know, one of the things, it's the single most protective element or nutrient. And this includes thyroid disease, eye diseases, any type of destruction of nerves, even though silica, nerve integrity. But selenium is the single most important. And what was our levels that we mentioned? Because one of the questions I asked Chris was about what was the average intake of those that survived Hiroshima and Nagasaki, the nuclear explosions, you know, at the end of World War II. And if I'm not mistaken, it was like 450 micrograms. And that was your daily intake from food sources that they found among the Japanese who survived well into their elder years with no cancer, despite having radiational challenges unlike any time in history. So if you've got an improvement, Stephen, at 100 micrograms twice a day, that is bare minimum. And when we talk about maintenance, you're talking about abject selenium deficiencies because the thyroid plays it. You know, it's a huge role of dysfunction in Graves' disease. Of course, the eyes related. And you begin to see even at as little as 200 micrograms a day, you've seen tremendous improvement. Imagine if you go up to 400 micrograms, 600 or even 800 micrograms. Stephen, I would ask you, if you're listening to this in response to your comment of the day, I would ask you to increase. Go reach out, if you haven't already, to jonathan@choosetobehealthy.com. Get the 100% whole food form of selenium that we utilize here and up your dose from 200 to 400, 600, or even 800. Give me a month, or give yourself a month at that level. And then let's talk again. Let me know how you're doing, because I would expect even more improvement, even more recovery. Now, there are remedies that are addressing eye health in a general sense from a homeopathic perspective. And you can look into that. Dr. King's got them. Hopefully they'll be ready. We'll do a healing revolution in the new year with Dr. King and find out how things are going in terms of production for him, bringing all those remedies back out. But we will revisit that. And I so much appreciate you sharing that story. That's the kind of thing about paying it forward. When you have a serious issue, an ailment, a challenge, and you say, this is what I did, and this is what happened. We all can learn from that. And, you know, the bilberry is a great herb for the eyes, but without selenium, it's not as consequential. And, you know, one thing that was a nuance that I thought was very important, because I often don't differentiate between glutathione and glutathione peroxidase, the selenium critical for glutathione peroxidase. So thank you, Chris, as well for that. Communication is something I value here, and I hope to be as accurate and clear as I can, even though sometimes I will go far afield of these questions and comments and even news stories that Superdon, you throw my way. You know me. I'm just like the calf paths of the mind going into the stories that come through when I read a news story, for instance, and it's just like it takes me elsewhere.
It happens.
Yeah.
But that's okay.
Very often. Very often. Yeah. So we do have a question coming through from Lori, and this may play out more tomorrow, but we'll preview it right now. Maybe I have something to say about it. Hello, RSB and Superdon. This is so not a health issue, but I'll go ahead anyway. I like that. Is that millennial talk? This is so not a health issue.
So not, yeah.
The next time Jonathan Emord is on, hopefully tomorrow, would it be possible to ask him if he's ever been involved in any cases involving Native American injustices? I mean, we'll ask him. I'm not aware of it, but we'll ask him. I've always wanted to support Native American tribal rights, but so unwilling to trust that they are legitimate organizations. I've been burned by the many Clinton-esque shill companies that draw you in only to hear that the organization you believe was helping a cause either didn't help or does very little to help the cause. I understand if you don't want to veer too far off the health issue, so no offense if this isn't mentioned. Still love you guys and we'll always listen, Lori C. Lori, of course, we drift off of the health issues from time to time, but always
once or twice,
but always with these healing principles in mind. Now, you bring up an interesting thing, and I've talked about this. We've had Native Americans on the program over the years. I remember Larry Monegas. I think he's passed away recently. Didn't you say Larry, our friend? And we talked about the corruption within the tribes themselves, how, you know, certain elements within the tribe have taken advantage of those so-called reparations or the treaties with the U.S. government. And the government, you know, just basically hooks them in by giving them money. Some form of socialism or social welfare that now, you know, grants this sort of privilege or benefit because of things that happen in the ancestry. And then it doesn't help them in reality. And it drives drug use, alcoholism, and tribal corruption. The tribal leaders who begin to start taking money and selling out their own people. So it's not just the organizations and charities that pretend to help Native Americans, but it's Native Americans selling out Native Americans. Now this happens, I'm not picking on Native Americans, this happens throughout the world. Anytime there's a governmental organization or structure, the potential for corruption, because we're all humans, even Native Americans, yes, are human, don't tell me they're not, but they're not superhuman either, because some people will deify the Native Americans as if they, you know, were better than anybody else. Everybody has their thing. This is part of being human. But if you go to Africa, and you can see how the governments of African nations have sold out their people. That's right, the International Monetary Fund, the World Health Organization. They come in and they promise, we'll save your people. You just got to, here, we'll give you this money. It's a loan. But because we're giving you all this money, what you need to do is give us access to your natural resources. Give us access to your people so we can exploit them to get those natural resources out for our benefit, because we're giving you all this free money and we expect it paid back with interest. And so these countries become indebted, become debt slaves. True in America, too, with the Federal Reserve. And let's see how direct Donald Trump will be in speaking out and doing something to end the Fed in his time frame here. This will be fascinating if that happens. But my point here in bringing this up about the Native American question is that anybody is subject to corruption. Anybody. I mean, you know, saints and sinners, whatever it is, there, you have an option to not go down that road, but you know somebody else will. So some people will go, well, somebody else is going to sell out our people, so it might as well be me. I might as well be the one to profit off of it, but I'll do it better. I'll do it more fairly and equitably. No, there's no fairness and equitability when you're selling out your people. The better bet would be to demand the sovereignty, to regain the sovereignty of the Native American people and reject all gifts, because they're not gifts, they're strings attached, from the United States government, which is really the U.S. taxpayer, which is really the Federal Reserve printing money out of thin air based on the future labor, slave labor of your children and grandchildren. Yes, I've said that. This is why I have a fundamental opposition on a spiritual level to slavery, economic debt-based, hypothecated debt-based slavery of the Federal Reserve, the IMF, and the World Bank. And that is a health issue. If you don't think slavery is bad for your health, you've got to look deeper into slavery. And slavery is not as overt as we are taught in America of the blacks coming from Africa or slaved in slave ships, taken here and enslaved and whipped. No, that's one form of slavery. But there's a much more subtle form of slavery that cares not for the color of your skin nor the origin country from which your ancestors came from. And it relates to the energy you have here as spiritual beings and capturing it by deceiving you, by making you believe you're something less than you really are. And that gets to the issue of Super Don's favorite parable, or one of his favorite parables, we come as eagles. Remember that one, Super Don?
I do.
This is an important one. An eagle's nest lost the egg. The egg hatched amongst a bunch of chickens. The eagle was raised among the chickens as one of their own. And the eagle would look up in the sky and look at all the eagles soaring overhead and would say, my gosh, wouldn't it be awesome to soar like that? Wouldn't that be awesome? And his friends, his chicken friends, he was raised as a chicken, said, don't even think about it. You're a chicken. Don't even think about it. You're a chicken. And that is so much of how humanity operates in terms of dampening of consciousness, whether it be through vaccinations, drugs, economic slavery, Native Americans, reparations. Oh, yeah, we got you covered. The American people are going to, you know, bail you out. And no, you don't want that kind of help. It's enslavement.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Robert Scott Bell Show. Scott Bell Show.
Links are up in the show notes as they always are. Thanks to Super Don, RobertScottBell.com. Whole Tones, not just for Christmas. I know Christmas passed, but Whole Tones to Sleep. The Whole Tones catalog still available at 20% off up until New Year's Eve here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Links are up in the show notes, as well as linking up to the Fasting Summit that I talked about in the opening of today's show. And a number of other things, including our friends at CB Sciences, still offering 15% off for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners with the code RSB15. Also, Better Way Health and their beta-glucan. I'm taking that to modulate immunity as well as my silver. But the beta-glucan, you can get betterwayhealth.com/radio. Best deals there. And I'm working on getting A.J. Lanigan in. If not before the end of the year, then early in the new year. But I'm going to try. If he's available. We'll see. We'll see. Now, let's see. What else? Any other upcoming notes, activities? I know we got the big event in January, the last weekend in January, Saturday, yes. Sunday, for Dr. Marlene Siegel. Did I send you anything to link to that yet? Just have a
vague
memory.
So, no.
No?
No. I
was waiting for Dr. Siegel to put up a place where you can sign up and get you an RSB show deal. So those of you in the Tampa Bay area, join me the last Saturday and Sunday of January 2019 for that great event. I'll be broadcasting live, I'll be speaking, and I'll have time. People, y'all ask for consultations on a smaller scale. I think I'm going to make myself available to answer questions much more in depth at that event. So you'll get your money's worth, okay? Okay, just saying. Planting the seed for y'all that have been complaining. Hey, how come we can't see you? Well, you might be able to. Let's see. Oh, Festivus. This is funny. Dr. Rand Paul, Senator Rand Paul, every year he puts his complaints out. Now, he's made a lot of funny ones. He teased even President Trump on the, we can all say Merry Christmas again. But one of the Festivus aspects of his rants relate to waste and fraud in government. And particularly in scientific studies, I think we're intrigued by some of the studies that are ongoing that you taxpayers, right? You pledge your kids and your grandkids to the international debt. The hypothecated debt that can never be repaid. For what? To learn about the sex life of quails who do cocaine.
Not a joke.
Let me see the numbers on this one. $874,503 invested of the U.S. taxpayer enslaved money, thanks to the Federal Reserve, is being funneled to find out how much sex or not much sex is happening. Of the quail population.
Quails.
Not people. Quails. When they're doing cocaine. Lord knows how they're doing cocaine. I don't know that they have the rostrums or nostrums to sniff it. I don't know. But there's over three quarters of a million have gone to that. Now, if you think that's weird, how about, have you ever, have,
Listen, I grew up a lot of years in Florida and Georgia, but Florida in particular, where they have lizards. Everywhere lizards.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And did they have them in Louisiana when you were in Louisiana, some lizards?
Oh definitely. Yeah. In fact, I took many pictures of a lot of the lizards that were out there. They're very neat.
Very cool. Now, did you ever have them where they got like they were on your car when you drove off and they're stuck to your windshield?
Did not have a lizard stuck on the windshield, no.
Okay. Now, PETA is going to get mad at me for this because I don't stop to pick the lizards off my windshield. I mean, I'm not saying that I've never done that, but...
Really?
And you start clocking the mileage. You're like, we're going 45. It's still holding on.
Your
I wonder if we go
dub,
to 55.
Like, how fast do I have
how
to
fast,
go before?
How sticky are those lizard legs? PETA's going to hate me for this. So there's a certain point where they can't hold on. Apparently, somebody wanted to know how to do this, and... like $75,691 of your U.S. taxpayer dollars has gone into finding out how strong these lizards are, and they use leaf blowers. They turn on the leaf blowers, and they blow it on
$75,000.
Yeah, on the lizards holding on to a stick until they are blown off with the leaf blower. And we're talking 102, 108 miles an hour. These
hurricane,
are some strong lizards.
Hurricane force winds, yes.
They want to know how likely it is for hurricanes to blow lizards to other... I don't know. Come on. Really? Explain to me what's going on. Are you trying to create a new form of Velcro? I don't know. And finally, $2.4 million of your U.S. taxpayer dollars, people in Britain
now,
are going to laugh at this. $2.4 million has gone into investigating a subject which I rather like, but I don't think we've ever requested U.S. taxpayer money to study it. It's called daydreaming.
Oh.
That's right. The NIH is investigating daydreaming to the tune of $2.4 million. You know what? I can daydream for free. What do you want to know about daydreaming? I'll tell you. Anybody can tell you.
I think somebody at the NIH was daydreaming one day about how could I make $2.4 million?
Yeah.
And they
see how daydreaming can lead to success? Although it's really theft when it comes to the U.S. taxpayer.
Wow.
How much say did you have in on the cocaine quail study? Right? And if they came to you and asked you for money to donate to find out how strong is the grip of a lizard before it's blown off by a leaf blower, would you have contributed? I'm just saying. Just asking. All right, folks, we've got a lot more healing to go outside the box with Ty Bollinger coming up after the break. Forgiveness, too, because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.